NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today's indicator is, well, actually, it's a photo.
Yes, specifically, it is a photo that ran in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle, Montana. It is a young guy in a winter coat. There's all the snow and ice on the ground around him. He looks cold. And he's wearing this cardboard sign, wearing it like it's like a sandwich board. And the sign reads, "Please sell me a home," in all capital letters.
My name is Sean Hawksford. I live in beautiful Bozeman, Montana.
Sean is 27, and he owns his own construction company in Bozeman. And we asked him, why were you standing in the freezing cold holding up this sign? Like, what is going on, dude?
I'm struggling not to be sensational.
The answer of a good stoic Montanan, you know. And he even gave us a statistic.
The statistic that a lot of people have been throwing around for quite a while is that Bozeman is a crazy place because the median household income is 20% less than the national average. And the median home price is 20% more than the national average.
As it turns out, Cardiff, not only was Sean not being sensational, actually, those numbers are a pretty serious understatement of the reality of what is going on.
Yeah, in Bozeman, there's an economic disconnect that's leaving locals who want to buy homes, even well-to-do locals like Sean, out in the cold.
Out in the cold wearing cardboard signs.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Interactive Brokers. Interactive Brokers charges USD margin loan rates from 0.75% to 1.59%, rates subject to change. Learn more at ibkr.com/compare. This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft Teams, helping priority bicycles transform the way they work. When the pandemic hit, they started doing virtual visits on Teams. Now people worldwide can come into their showroom. More at Microsoft.com/Teams.
Sean Hawksford came to Bozeman, Montana for college and fell in love with it. Great hiking, great skiing, just tons of natural beauty.
And he also fell in love with a Bozeman local, who is now his wife. They decided to settle down in Bozeman, buy a house, and start a family.
And this plan was looking very good. Sean had a successful business, his wife works, they'd saved up a bunch of money, and the bank qualified them for a $500,000 loan.
They started looking around, and almost right away, they saw a house they really liked.
We said, all right, it feels like a huge step, but we'll make the offer. We'll do it. We'll commit to making the offer.
The house was listed at $425,000. They offered $435,000, so $10,000 above the asking price just because they wanted to lock it down.
But in fact, that was not enough to lock it down. The owners came back to them and said, listen, we've got a bunch of offers. If you want this house, you'll need to do better. So Sean and his wife talked it over and they dug deep. They offered $450,000.
They responded and said, I'm sorry, we've accepted someone else's offer.
Apparently, it was a cash offer. Their agent said, listen, guys, this happens. Don't worry. We'll get the next one.
They saw a second house they liked. Again, made an offer above asking price, got into another bidding war, and once again, they lost out to an all-cash offer.
And then we did that 17 more times.
Really? You've made offers on 17 houses?
18 now, and we have been, we've been turned down on all 18.
Sean says this was hard. They'd see a house they really liked. They'd start dreaming a little bit, kind of mentally moving in, imagining a life there.
And then you get the text message at 7 o'clock. They took the cash offer.
Who are these people with this cash?
That's a great question.
Sean says everyone in the town of Bozeman is asking this very question.
He says all this started some years back. A handful of like ski bum, techie, startup-y types moved into Bozeman from big cities. And they started telling their friends about it. And their friends started getting like second homes and ski cabins there. And the town slowly started to change.
It's a lot of people from California. It's caused a lot of kind of anti-California resentment here. You see people who just, for lack of a better way to phrase it, just look like they're from California. You know, like you don't look like you're from, you know, like.
What does Montana, that mean?
There's a certain look about people that are from Montana. Like, I think you tend to look a little bit more practical in the way that you dress rather than fashionable. You see somebody who's wearing like a big parka with a furry hood on it and is wearing really tight leggings when it's 15 below zero out. And you're like, I don't know if you've been here for very long.
I 100% have one of the parkas with the furry hands.
And Sean says he knows it is useless to be angry at people for moving to Bozeman from out of town. I mean, that's what he did.
Yeah.
But even so, he says that when he sees the furry hood legging crowd, he's like, you are the reason I cannot get a house.
And he's probably not wrong. So remember Sean's statistic that the median home price in Bozeman is 20% above the national median and the median income in Bozeman is 20% below the national median? Actually, that is off. The median home price in Bozeman, Montana is about 75% above the national median. It's well over $500,000.
And the median household income in Bozeman, which is about $50,000, is 25% below the national median.
Bottom line, if you are a Bozeman local working a job in Bozeman, buying a house is becoming financially out of reach. The math doesn't work.
And this math is happening in small cities and towns all over the U.S. That's according to Glenn Kelman, the CEO of Redfin, an online real estate brokerage. Glenn says that the pandemic has accelerated these trends because as more people start working from home, working remotely, they've been migrating out of big cities and into smaller towns and cities where they can do their work now.
You just got so many people who come from LA to look at a house in Tucson, and they're walking through it with a real estate agent and say, so what do places go for around here? $800,000 or $900,000? And the average price in Tucson is more like $300,000. And the agent's eyes pop out of her head. So the folks who are leaving these coastal cities are totally blowing up these tiny towns. And they walk in with monopoly money and they get a house that's double the size they ever imagined they'd be living in. And it just distorts the whole economy.
And the businesses in that economy. Sean says the town has been changing too.
Bozeman was a town where on Main Street, you'd have ranchers pull up to a storefront and they've got a flatbed pickup with hay bales on the back and their dogs are riding on the back of the truck. And they park it and they go in and they get a cup of coffee and there's a Lululemon. Like, can you picture that guy with his mustache and cowboy hat walking into Lululemon to buy a pair of joggers?
Sean says a lot of his friends are talking about moving away. They want to settle down and buy a house, and that just feels out of reach for most of them. And Sean was pretty resigned to this, but then something changed. He and his wife are now expecting their first baby.
My wife and I went in for our 20-week ultrasound. We got actual like photos of the really clear shape of the baby's face. And then we came home and just had a normal evening. And then I laid in bed for 3 hours without falling asleep because my mind was just going into absolute overdrive of importance of for me to provide a place for us to live together, specifically because the house we're living in is it's not impossible to bring a baby home here. And I know a lot of people have made do with a lot less, but it's 400 square feet. It's really old. It grows mold on the walls in the wintertime because it's not insulated.
Sean suddenly felt like he had to find a house for him and his family. And that's when it came into his mind. I might not have cash, but I do have some local cred, and that has value too. Like, maybe I could leverage that cred into a house for my family. So he got a big piece of cardboard and a Sharpie.
I made a sandwich board. I was going for efficiency. I wanted to communicate as much as I could without having to hold too many things at one time.
So he wrote, please sell me a home. Local business owner, wife pregnant, paid rent here 10 years.
John spent 3 days standing outside in 15-degree weather. He says he did get a few leads, people who said they might be selling their house and they'd like to sell it to a local. And it worked.
It did work. We just got word since talking to Sean that a local who saw his sign offered to sell him a house. They said they really wanted a local family to buy it.
Sean and his wife saw it and loved it. Their offer was accepted, and they are planning to move in May. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Emma Peasley and fact-checked by Sam Tsai. It was edited by Jolie Myers, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
On NPR's Consider This podcast, we don't just help you keep up with the news, we help you make sense of what's happening. Like what the case about George Floyd's killing means for the ongoing fight for racial justice, or how to best navigate a pandemic that's changed life for all of us. All of that in 15 minutes every weekday. Listen now to Consider This from NPR.